We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tzadi. We are up to Sif Dalad. The top line on page 242. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Tzarech liftoach psochim o chalonos keneged Yerushalayim kedei lehispalel kenegdon. You need to open up openings or windows towards Yerushalayim in order that you should daven keneged them. V'tov sheyia b'beis ha'kneses shnei masar chalonos. And it's also good that the Beis HaKnesses should have 12 windows. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Katan Ches, O Chalonos, it should have openings or windows. V'afilu b'beis HaKnesses chishem mispalel im hatzibur nochol nizohir bazeh. Even in a shul where they're davening with a minyan, it's good to be careful about having openings and windows. The kol sheken chishem mispalel b'bayis b'yachidi d'tzarech lizohir bazeh l'chatchila. Certainly when one's davening in a house by himself, he needs to be careful about this. Like the Gemara tells us, the lo yispalul adam ela b'bayis sheyesh bo chalonos, that a person should not daven except in a house that has windows. The afagav the tzarel sheyitin einav lamata, even though when a person is davening, he has to put his eyes downward, and therefore you would think, what's the purpose of the windows? Kemo shekosav v'simen tzadihei sefeis, umanaf gemina b'chalonos, and therefore what's the difference if there are windows or not, you're not looking out anyway. Mikomakom kishenis batlo kavanoso, if his kavana gets distracted, yisa einov l'shamayim, he can look upward with his eyes toward heaven, v'orer ha-kavana, in order to inspire himself to have kavana. And therefore, the room in which he is davening, whether it is b'tzibur or certainly b'bayis by himself, he should have openings or windows. And then we said from the Zohar that it's good that a Beis HaKnesses should have 12 windows. L'eize tzad sheyirtza, these 12 windows could be to any side that you want. On the condition that there's also going to be towards the direction where he is being mekabel Yerushalayim. If we look at note number 80, points out the godel kol chalon. What are the sizes of the windows that we are requiring over here? So Rav Yoshev writes, based on the Gemara of Avastra, shetzorich sheroshel shel adam yuchal likonesbo. It has to be big enough that a person's head can stick into the window. V'hosef and Rav Yoshev add, shafilu yiu b'beis haknesses kama chalonos gedolim. Even if in the shul there are some very, very big windows, shekol echad mehem hu begodel shel yud beis chalonos, that each of the windows themselves is the size of 12 windows. Mikom akom im ein shom yud beis chalonos lo niskai ma shekosev v'zohar, shetzorich sheyiu yud beis chalonos. L'maisa, if you don't have 12 windows, you have not been mekayim the words of the Zohar that you need 12 windows. Even if you're smaller amount of windows are very large, lamaisa you need 12. Ubesefer Shulchan HaTorah kosav shekol chalon yia lefachos b'shir dalet tfachim. The Shulchan HaTorah writes that each window should be at a minimum of 4 tfachim. Ukishayesh chalon gadol shemuchuluk lechalokim aydei hafrada. If you have a large window that has different separations along the way, so it looks like it's different windows, the Eish Lavram writes, shekol chelak ola leminyan hayud beis chalonos. That's a kula. He says, each chelak that's separated, let's say, by the wood of the frame, so each one is considered its own window, lagabi the number of 12. Vod hosef she'esher lehosef al minyan hachalonos. He also adds on that, especially according to his kula, that when they have these windows that are broken up with different pieces of wood going across, so they each count as a window. So he adds on and he says that he also could add as many windows as you want. The number 12 is a minimum, it's not a maximum, and therefore the minimum is 12, but you could have a greater number. In note number 9, he points out, when one is davening in Yerushalayim towards the direction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kafah Chaim writes, they have to make the windows across from the side in which you are davening. Let's continue in the Mechaber and Sif Hei. Lo yispalel b'mokom paretz kemo v'asada. One should not daven in an open area like a field. Mipnei shekeshu b'mokom tznius. Because when a person is davening in an enclosed, private place, chola olav emas melech v'libo nishbar. Then it's chal on him, the fear of the king, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his heart is broken, he is humbled, and that is the appropriate way to daven, not outside in the field in an open area where he might feel haughty. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Lo Yispalel, Ubegemara Isa, the Gemara says, the Chotzef Hu Misha Over Al Zeh, one who goes against us and davens in the field is a Mechotzef. Because of our Prima Godim, the Alkein Im Nizdamen Lo Bayesh She'en Bo Chalonos Ubika. Therefore, the Prima Godim writes that if a person has two options, either davening in a house where there are no windows, which we just mentioned in Halacha Dalad, is a requirement according to the according to the Gemara and according to the Zohar, the number 12. Or the other option is he could daven in an open area. Tov yoser l'spala b'bayis she'en bo chalonos. It's better to daven in a house without windows than outside in an open area. Sefkaton Yeralef the Mishavu writes b'mokom paritz v'hinei l'chad teirutza de Tosas. According to one of the answers of Tosas, imhu omei b'tzad haderech, if he's standing on the side of the way, b'mokom she'en misyare she'afsaku over drachim, where he's not worried the people that are passing by are going to interrupt his tefillah shari, then it's permissible to daven outside. However, the Beis Yosef does not accept that pshat. Even though the Magen Avraham and the other Achronim do answer up for Tosos, still the Maaseh they bring down Mishnah in the Zohar that one should daven bedafka inside a house. The Ove Drachim, as someone who is traveling, then according to everyone, they can daven in the field. But if in the field where they are davening there are trees, it's definitely better to be standing amongst the trees when one is davening. If you look at note number 11, he writes, the Bach explains why, if you are amongst the trees, it is better. The Pasuk says, when Yitzchak went out to daven, it uses a lashon of lasuach basada. He went out to daven in the field. And the Torah specifically chose that expression of lasuach, to say that he hid himself amongst the shrub, amongst the bushes, at the time of his tefillah. And therefore we have a makor from Yitzchak Avinu that when one is davening outside, he should try as much as possible to be amongst the shrubs, the bushes, or the trees. Continues the Mishabura, im ein kasha lav ichor darko. So again, we're saying, mikomakom kshiyei sham ilanos, if there are trees there, it's better to stand amongst them and daven, if that will not delay your trip. Demokom sanua huktas al yidei zeb, because by having the trees or the bushes there, it becomes more of a mokom sanua, and that a little bit satisfies the requirement of a mokom sanua. Ukeshu beveso en lismoch al zeb, but if a person has the option of being in his house, he should not rely on this by going outside amongst the trees, he should stay in the house. Sekatan Yudbeis, the Mishavura says, Kemo Basada. That was the example the Machaber gave of not davening in a Mokum Paritz. Ubamokum Shul Mukov Machitzos, in a place where you're davening outside but you're surrounded by walls. Afal Pi She'enu Makora, even if there is no ceiling on top of you, just the walls around, Shapir Dummy, that is okay. The requirement is to have the walls around you, even if there is no roof over one's head. Continues the Machaber Vaiter in Sivov. Velo b'churba. The Mechaber continues that not only should one not daven in a mokum paritz, he also should not daven in a churba, in a house that a building that was destroyed. Mipnei chashad, for a few reasons. Number one is because of a chashad. Number two is uvnei hamapolas. Number three is uvnei hamazikin. So those three things are uvnei chashad, is that, as we'll see in the Mishabura, a concern that people are going to think you're going into this house that's abandoned because you are trying to be with a zona there. And if Nehemiah Polis is, we're afraid that whatever has not yet collapsed in this churva will now collapse on you, will be a sakana. And number three is it's sakana because of the mazikin that might be hanging out in the churva. So the Mishabura says, in Sefkaton Yagimu v'lo b'churva, one should not daven in a churva. Muchach v'gemara demutav v'hispalal baderach mi b'churva. It's better to daven on the road than to daven inside a churva. Even if only one of those three reasons we just mentioned apply in that specific churva, still is better to daven on the road than inside the churva. But if by davening on the road you are afraid that people that pass by are going to interrupt your tefillah, then one should daven a tefillah ktsara, which we will get into later when we get to Simen Kuf Yud, an abbreviated tefillah. One of the reasons we said one should not daven in a churva is because of the chshad, because of suspicion. That is a concern that people will suspect that you have a zona that is prepared for you over there. However, if this churva is located in a field, then you do not have to worry about chshad. That's not where the zonas are found, and therefore there would be no chshad over there. And also, if a person is going into the churva with his wife, we're also not going to be worried about chshad. He's with his zona if he goes in with his wife. If it is an abandoned house that is strong and healthy, then there would not be the second concern, which is that it may collapse on top of you. The third concern was the mazikin. So to that, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'mishnayim nechnasim ba." If two people go in together, ein lochosh lemazikin, then you do not have to be worried about mazikin. She'le'echon nira umazik, because to one person the mazikin appear and they damage. U'lishnayim nira ve'ein umazik. When two people are there, it appears to them, but it does not damage them. V'lishloshayin nira klal, and for three people, it doesn't even appear. Im lo b'mokom shi'adua she'regilun sham mazikin, unless it is a place that is known that the mazikin are regular to be there. V'avuka keshnayim, if one is carrying a torch, that's like he's with two people. It's like he and the torch are two people. V'area keshlosha, if the moon is able to be seen, so that counts as he and the moon will be three people. L'fikach im heim shnayim mutru likones bo im hibriya v'chazoka v'modes basode. Therefore, if you put all these kulas together that the Mishnah Berurah said, it comes out that if you are with another person and it is a strong, healthy structure, and it is located in a sada, all three chashos don't apply, and it would be mutter to go in there to daven. Says the Mechaber Viter in Sif Zayin, V'lo achore beis haknesses. After the Mechaber told us you should not daven in a mokum paros, and you should not daven in a churba, the Mechaber goes on to tell us that one should not daven achore beis haknesses, behind, loosely translated as behind the shul. Im eino machzir ponov lebeis haknesses, if you don't turn your face towards the shul. V'achore beis haknesses hu hatzad sha'pesach pasuach bo. The Mishnah Berurah will explain it in great detail, but the Mechaber says over here that the achore beis haknesses is the side where the openings of the shul are open to. V'hepech hatzad sheponim elav hakal k'shemispalalim. This is the opposite direction of which the tzibur is facing when they daven. So if they're facing east, then the doors are in the west, and achore beis haknesses is davening outside that door on the west side. V'yesh mefarshim, and there are those who say behepach that it's the exact opposite, it's davening on the east side. Again, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in great detail the two mahalchim over here in the sugya. V'roi lochosh l'divrei shneihem, the Mechaber says it is befitting to be concerned for both of these understandings. And then the Mechaber tells us, "V'gam kishem ispalu b'shar tzadim." Even if one is davening on the other sides, meaning not on the east side or the west side, but rather on the north or the south, which is the sides of the shul, chutz lebeis haknesses, and he is outside the shul, yesh lahachmir sheyachzir ponav lebeis haknesses. He should be stringent, and he should turn his face towards the shul. V'chol zek ishenikar shemachzir achoru lebeis haknesses. All these concerns are only when it's recognizable that one is davening with his back to the shul. But one who is davening in a house next door to the shul, uponav keneged Eretz Yisrael karoi, and his face is facing towards Eretz Yisrael, which is the appropriate way. But memeila va'achorav lekosel beso, his back is towards the wall of his house, shehu kosel beis hakneses, which happens to be also the wall of the shul on the other side. So in essence, he's davening with his back to the shul. That's mutter. She'enu nikur shemachzir ponav beis hakneses. Because in that case, since he's davening in his house, it is not recognizable that his back is to the shul. We're talking about a person standing right outside the shul with his back to the shul, where it's recognizable to everyone that he has his back towards the beis hakneses. And now let's begin Sif Zayin again with the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom line of the right-hand side of 242. Sif Koton Tezvav. We said a person should not daven achore beis haknesses. B'tshuvas Yad Eliyahu Simen Zayin Kosov. Dinirali ma she'omru gabi ha'mespala achore beis haknesses. It appears to me that which we are told, that one should not daven behind the shul, lo shayich el adafka k'shatzibur mespalim tfila shmona esrei. It only applies when the tzibur right now is davening shmona esrei. V'hu gam ke mespala shmona esrei. And the person himself is also davening shmona esrei. Ayin sham. So this halacha only applies when you and the tzibur are both davening shmona esrei. U'b'sefer ma'am Mordechai cholek olav. However, the sefer ma'am Mordechai argues on him. And in note 13 he points out, the sover he holds sha'asra afilu im ba'osa eis. Ein atzibur mespalim tefila shmona esrei ba'osa besaknesas. Even if the tzibur is not davening shmona esrei there, he says that there still would be an iser of davening achor besaknesas. Sifkoton tes zayin. We said in the Mechaber that one should not daven achore beis haknesses if he doesn't turn his face towards the shul. And then we explained in the Mechaber that achore beis haknesses is the tzad where the openings of the shul are, and that's the opposite of the place where the kohal is mispalim. It's opposite of the way they are facing. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Tezayin Kolomar, it means to say, d'mayri b'mispalel ba'usel tzad sha'pesach pasua sham da'haynu l'tzad mayriv. He's davening on the side of the shul where the openings are, assuming it's a shul set up the normal way, it's facing east, and therefore the doors are opening in the back of the shul on the west side. Lufikach im machzir ponav klapei beis haknesses, therefore by turning his face towards the shul, nimtza shem mispalel also tzad shas tzibur mispalel, and it turns out that he will be davening in the same direction as the tzibur, v'alkein no nikra rasha, and therefore in that case the Gemara would never call him a rasha. Avol, however, im machzir ponav mibeis haknesses, if he turns his face away from the shul, and he's in fact facing the west, nimtza mispalel hepech mea tzibur, it turns out the tzibur is all davening to the east, and he's davening to the west. Shehem mispalem la Mizrach, they will dive into the east, behulam Ma'ariv, and then he's a Rasha. Valkei nikra Rasha, and therefore he's called a Rasha. Shenira kishtei Rashios chas v'shom, it looks like there's two deities, they're facing one, he's facing the other. Ulufi pirusa, according to this pshat, im omer achore beis haknesses b'tzad Mizrach, if he's davening outside the beis haknesses on the east side, meaning beyond the wall of where the Aron Kodesh is, where they're facing, v'hofech mibeis haknesses, and in that case, he's turned away from the beis haknesses, mispalel tzad Mizrach, and he's facing Mizrach like the tzibur, even though now, in fact, his back is to the shul, k'mosha tzibur mispalelim gamkin in the rasha. He also would not be a rasha. So according to the first pshat, again, if the shul is facing Mizrach, and he's standing by the doors in the Ma'ariv section in the west, and he's facing the opposite direction, so they're facing east, he's facing west, his back is to the shul, that's where he's called a rasha. But if he would be on the west side facing the east, basically it means he's outside the shul, but he's facing in the same direction as the shul and as the mispalim are facing, and therefore he's fine. Not only that, according to that opinion that we've been discussing, if he's on the outside of the shul on the east side, therefore, if he's facing east like everyone else, even though his back is now to the shul, since he's facing in the same direction as the shul, doesn't look like there are two rishuyos, that also would be okay. He would not be called a rasha. That is pshat number one that the Mechaber brought down. And then the Mechaber told us, v'yesh mefarshim behepach. Some tell us that this halacha is the exact opposite. The Mishabura explains it in Sivkot and Yudzayin. Hu das ri, this is the opinion of the ri, huva betosa sham, brought down in Tosas over there. Dun Mufari, she explains, achore beisaknesas hainu achore kosel mizrachi, she'ain sham psachim. That when it talks about the problem of davening achore beisaknesas, it's not the case like we were discussing before that you're outside the west wall of the shul, but rather you're outside the east wall, the kosel mizrachi, where there are no openings. Ukesha omer achore oso kosel, and when you're davening on the other side of the eastern wall of the shul, the achore of klapei hakosel, and you're in fact facing the east, and your back is to the shul, which according to the first opinion we said was fine, afal pisha ponav klapei ruach mizrach, even though you're facing the east, v'nimtza mispalel ruach shekol hatzibur mispalelim, and you're davening in the direction where everyone else is davening in the tzibur, afilu hachi nikar rasha, still you're called a rasha, ki hu mechlal osam shenemar aleim, because you're included in those that we call upon them, v'achareim el heichal Hashem. Their backs are towards the heichal Hashem, and here also, even though you're davening towards the correct direction, l'maisa, your back is towards the heichal. Avol, however, in mahader api lebeknishta, if he would turn his face towards the shul, afal pishenimsa shu mispalel klapei ruach mairuv, even though now he's going to be davening towards the west, v'chol hakol keneged ruach mizrach, and everyone in the shul is davening towards the east, le'islam ba, that we're not concerned about, according to this opinion, kevan shekol hakol mispalel klapei kosel mizrachi shesham heichol, because in the shul everyone's davening towards the eastern wall where the Aron Kodesh is, v'hu panav gamkein klapei oso hakosel, and he's also davening towards that wall where the Aron Kodesh is, and therefore in Lachos. So according to the second opinion, we're talking about when you're called a Rasha is if you're outside the eastern wall and you're facing east, but your back is to the shul. If you turn around, even though you're davening in the wrong direction, it's okay because l'maisa you're facing the same wall that the Sipur is facing where the Aron Kodesh is. And the Mechaber told us, v'roi lochosh l'divrei shneim, we should be concerned with both of these shitas. Says the Mishabur and Sivkot and Yudzayin, shelo yispalel elo b'marov, that one ideally should only daven if he has to be outside the shul. He should be davening outside the west, which is the back of the shul. V'yachzir ponav l'beis haknesses, and he should be facing towards the shul. And he satisfies everyone. He's davening in the same direction as the shul. His back is not to the shul. and everything is good. The after zeh mutter l'kuli alma, even though this case is mutter according to everyone, mikom makom lo shari ela midoichak. It's only mutter if it's a very pressing situation to be outside the shul. Halav hochi, if it's not a very pressing situation, mitzvah l'hispal v'beis haknesses, k'mo shekosu b'sif tes. Otherwise, the mitzvah is daven in shul. Why are you outside shul? So even though it's mutter, it's only b'shas adchak. Otherwise, one should be inside the actual beis haknesses. The Mechaber then told us that even if you're davening on the other sides outside the shul, obviously it would be the north and the south, which we didn't discuss yet, one should be machmir to turn his face towards the Beis HaKnesses. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat and Yud Tes, Bishar Tzadim, Dehainu B'Tzafon U'Bedarum. This is be on the north side of the shul or the south side of the shul. U'mayri B'shi Efshar Lo L'Hafoch Ponach L'Mizrach. And this is talking about a case where it's impossible for him to daven towards the east. Because if he would daven towards the east, he'd be facing the direction of the tzibur, his back wouldn't be to the shul, everything would be okay. So why wouldn't he be able to face east? Says the Mishnah Berurah, on that direction, if he would face towards the east, from where he is standing, then he would be able to see tzoa a distance away, but it would be within his eye vision, that would be usr. Halav hochi, if not for that holding, for that tzoa that's holding him back from davening towards the east, other tzvei shi'af upon of a mizrach. The best would be that if he's standing on the north or the south side, that he would face it towards Mizrach, like the Tzibur, his back is after the Tzibur, everything would be good. But even this case where he's in the north or in the south, and we say that if he can't face the east, he should turn towards the shul, that's also only in a pressing situation like we just mentioned. Otherwise, he should be inside the shul. Again, only in a deichik situation, and he finds himself having to daven outside, and he can't face east because there's tzoa b'mlo'inov, then he should face towards the Beis HaKnesses. Sivkot Anchav says, again, he should face towards the Beis HaKnesses, k'dei shelo yihiya achorav nega Beis HaKnesses, in order that his back should not appear towards the shul. And even though by facing towards the shul, he's not davening in the right direction where the tzibur is davening, in any case, since he's not davening in the opposite direction, we are not concerned. This is all discussing if he is in the north of the shul or in the south. But if he's standing in the east side or the west side, Aser af imrota lahatos atzmo litzvono uladromo. That would be Aser, even if he wants to turn himself to the north or to the south, you might say, well, he's not fully opposite where they're facing, so therefore it would be okay. No, it's not okay. That's only okay if you're in the north or the south, and you're going to face the Beis HaKnesses, then we say it's okay, because at least you're not totally opposite the way the Tzibur is facing. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on page Kuf Chaf Beis, on the top line, Sivkot Chaf Aleph. The last thing the Mechaber told us was that these chumras that we're talking about over here, or these isurim, or when you call the rasha, is only when it's nikkur that you're being machzir, you're back to the Beis HaKnesses. But if you're davening again in the house next door to the shul, and you're facing Eretz Yisrael properly, but it happens to be your back is to the wall of your house, which happens to be the wall of the Beis HaKnesses on the other side, that is mutter, because it's not nikkur that you're turning your back towards the shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat Chaf Aleph, V'hu hadin ba'azaros habnuyos b'kosel mizrachi. The same thing would apply if there was an azara, there was another room that was built in the building of the shul on the other side of the eastern wall. Shari lehispalo shom, it would be mutter to daven. Let's say there's another little base medrash where they daven sometimes also. On the east side of the main sanctuary. The chederhu, because that's its own room. The enira ka'achor of the Beis HaKnesses. And you're daven in the base medrash, which happens to be on the east side of the Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't appear that your back is to the Beis HaKnesses. V'chein kosav ha-shiure knesses ha-gedola, and so too writes the shiure knesses ha-gedola, she-ro kihilos rabo she-ezroseyan l'tzad mizrach, that he saw many congregations, that he had these other rooms on the east side of the main congregation. U-mispalin u-pineyem klape mizrach, and they dive in that way, and they're facing mizrach v'achareyem klape kosav mizrach she-beis ha-knesses. And the male of their backs are towards the eastern wall of the main beis ha-knesses. And we see that's okay. However, if a person is in the midst of organizing the construction of a Beis HaKnesses, Yoser Tov Be'esha Bonim Ha'azaros La'asosu B'tzad Acher, better to make these rooms on other sides, lo B'tzad Mizrach, not on the eastern side, Ki'esh Mefakfakim Vazev Ayin Bel Yirabah, because there are those who take issue with this. And even though we're saying over here that if you're in a different house, so it's not nikkur that your back is to the Beis HaKnesses, or you're in a different room on the east side of the main Beis HaKnesses, that's also okay, but lemaisa, better not to build the other rooms on the other side of the east the eastern wall of the Beis HaKnesses, because then there are some that argue and say that you are considered achar l'beis HaKnesses, and therefore if you're going to build other rooms or other batei midrashos where people are going to be davening, better to make it on one of the other sides and not on the eastern side of the main wall of the Beis HaKnesses. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year we'll pick up with Sif Ches.